This is Senator Bob Dole. On November 9th, I'll be announcing I'm a candidate for the presidency of the United States. I'll have to give up this radio show, so today Ted and I will reminisce as we face off. Ted, we hit the airwaves back in 1984. That was a rough year for you. You predicted that Mondale Ferraro would beat Ronald Reagan. But it's been fun talking issues with you. We'll always have major differences. I want less government spending, less taxes, and less government interference, and you always want more. But we still remain friends, and I'll always value the new friends I've made in our listening audience. Ted, my friend Senator Al Simpson of Wyoming will be taking my place. He's a straight-talking man of common sense and uncommon humor, but he's also one tough guy. So I'll be tuning in from the campaign trail, and with some luck, from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Nice dream, Bob, but reality keeps intruding. After all your experience on Face Off, you still laid a turkey egg in the big TV debate last week with the other Republican candidates. It sounds as if you even found Richard Nixon's makeup man from 1960. With the reviews you're getting, Bob, you might stick to Face Off instead of running for president. Actually, I knew this moment was coming, Bob, but it's not what I expected. I always thought you'd be leaving the program someday to work on Elizabeth Dole's presidential campaign. But seriously, Bob, I admire your ability, and I'll miss you on the program. You and I take the issue seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. I'm looking forward to debating Al Simpson on Face Off, and I wish you good luck on the campaign trail, Bob. If those reports from the Houston debate are true, you'll need it. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the economic crisis. We need international action, too. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.